Scientists all over the world continue to play God, and we are all going to have to live with the consequences. Every single day, incredibly bizarre experiments are being conducted in secret laboratories all over the planet. I have frequently warned my readers about the very deadly diseases that are being developed in such laboratories, but other types of extremely sick experiments are happening as well. For example, it is being reported that one team of researchers has now been able to create a human entity that does not have a mother or a father. In fact, it was created without using sperm, an egg, or a womb. Scientists report they have grown the early stages of a human embryo-like entity without using sperm, an egg, or a womb. The embryo model even releases hormones that triggered a positive pregnancy test. This is like something out of a science fiction novel. Why in the world would they even consider doing something like this? They are telling us that using such entities will make medical research easier, and frankly, that makes me want to vomit. There is no way that doing this sort of thing should be legal. But it is. This team of researchers was able to create a human entity without a mother or a father by starting with naive stem cells. Instead of a sperm and egg, the starting material was naive stem cells, which were reprogrammed to gain the potential to become any type of tissue in the body. According to the BBC, chemicals were used to encourage these stem cells to develop into four unique cell types that are involved in the earliest stages of human embryo development. Epiblast cells, which become the embryo proper, or fetus, trophoblast cells, which become the placenta, hypoblast cells, which become the supportive yolk sac extra-embryonic mesoderm cells. Those cell types were then mixed in a precise ratio, and what happened next is extremely alarming. A total of 120 of these cells were mixed in a precise ratio, and then, the scientists step back and watch. About 1% of the mixture began the journey of spontaneously assembling themselves into a structure that resembles, but is not identical to, a human embryo. Professor Jacob Hanna of the Weizmann Institute is the leader of the team that conducted this research, and he claims that the entity, which was produced, is really a textbook image of a human DAY14 embryo. This is really a textbook image of a human DAY14 embryo, which hasn't been done before, said Professor Hanna. If such an entity can survive to that stage, could it go all the way and actually become a full-blown baby? Now that this breakthrough has been achieved, it is just a matter of time before someone tries to do that. And just imagine the implications if this eventually starts happening on a widespread basis. Babies could literally be grown on a massive scale all over the globe. Instead of having children the natural way, parents could just order a baby that meets certain specifications. And any babies that came out with defects would inevitably be discarded. Alternatively, it is easy to imagine entire armies being grown by tyrannical rulers, just like we have seen in certain science fiction movies. Would such entities be truly human? Would they even have souls? There is so much that we don't know, and hopefully this sort of work will be banned so that we will never find out. Unfortunately, there is very little holding the scientific community back at this point. Most of the general population has no idea what is going on in these secret labs, and most of our politicians don't seem to care. And so, science will continue to advance all over the globe with very little resistance at all. In addition to experiments that are creating new life, researchers are also searching for ways to cheat death. In recent years, swapping blood with the young has become a very hot trend among America's billionaires. Here is just one example. Until recently, Brian Johnson was paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to infuse 1 liter of his teenage son's youthful plasma into his own aging bloodstream every month. "I've never paid more attention to what he's eating, because that was going into my body," the 46-year-old American tech entrepreneur says on new podcast The Immortals. He also pumped his own plasma into his 70-year-old father's body to help improve his declining physical and cognitive health. "It was one of the most meaningful moments in his entire life. And it was the same for me." Johnson continues to pay $2 million a year for a research team to investigate how we can live longer, and he is certainly not the only rich guy in Silicon Valley dedicated to the search for eternal life. Guys like Johnson have more money than they will ever need, but they know that their days are limited. So in a desperate attempt to buy more time, they are literally injecting the blood of young people into their own veins. This is another thing that shouldn't be done. And it is probably dangerous. But nobody is going to stop them. In fact, the pace of scientific change will continue to march forward at an exponential rate. Given enough time, our world would be transformed into something stranger than anything that Hollywood has ever dreamed up. But our scientists won't have enough time to do that, because the truth is that time is running out for our society. our self-destructive tendencies will soon absolutely overwhelm us, and no amount of research will be able to turn things around at that point. Michael's new book entitled End Times is now available in paperback and for the Kindle on Amazon.com, and you can check out his new Substack newsletter right here. Source: Economic Collapse Blog.